Hey friend, welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Nurse Podcast. So glad you're here. I know firsthand how chaotic and overwhelming our lives can feel. And this can go from like your long shifts at the hospital to juggling personal commitments, all these things going on with your family, relationships, your own personal things. I know it can feel overwhelming, and it's easy to feel like everything is spinning out of control, but I'm here to tell you that there is some hope. And today we're going to explore some healthy habits that I feel like have really helped me in bringing more clarity into my mind and helping me be more focused and more calm. So these are four habits today that I'll be sharing with you. And again, I feel like these habits have been game changers in my own life, and I know they can make a difference in yours too. Hey friend, welcome to the Balanced Nurse Podcast. Are you wanting more time on your days off to create healthier habits and actually work on your goals? Then this podcast is for you. I'm Ashley, and I used to be a burnt out nurse just like you. I know what it's like to feel exhausted and frustrated on your days off. I wanted to work out more, eat healthier, and enjoy time with friends and family. But I kept telling myself that that run could wait till tomorrow. I was just too tired to fit in a workout into my busy schedule. Entering my 30s, I realized I had neglected my own health and personal growth. It was a wake-up call that inspired me to take control of my life. That's when I learned two key things: the incredible peace that time management brings and the beauty of real work-life harmony. And I want you, friend, to have this too. I'll share with you my tips and tricks on how to manage your time, create healthier habits, and be more productive on your days off so that you can achieve your biggest health and business goals. So let's pop in those earbuds, get that nurse bun up, and let's dig in. Okay, I know that lately, I feel like the days have been slipping away faster than I can keep up. I think it's because I am on my way to Japan soon, the 1st of April, and I'm really trying to get everything situated for the podcast, make sure there are still episodes coming out while I'm over there, and I just don't want to have to worry about anything while I'm on vacation, right? And sometimes I can find myself struggling to really strike this harmonious balance between work commitments and my personal life. And luckily right now, though, I'm off for my full-time job. I do just have my ER gig going right now. But if you are, I'm like thinking maybe you're struggling with that, right? And if you are, I want you to know that I understand that like uphill battle sometimes of managing a demanding schedule while also trying to prioritize your self-care and really find that work-life balance that feels good for you. But that's why I'm here. Like, I am here to really empower you in taking back control of your time and really creating those habits that are really going to feel good for you with your goals, your aspirations. And through my weekly newsletter, you'll gain access to the newest episodes of the Balanced Nurse Podcast. And I'd share some quick bite-sized tips with you guys when it comes to managing your time, being productive, self-care. I just want this like newsletter to feel like a warm hug from me to you, and kind of just like a time for yourself on your day off from work, whether that's grabbing your favorite cup of coffee or tea and while you're journaling, and then kind of just popping this newsletter up and knowing that you are part of this community. So I'm super excited. If you haven't already signed up, the link is in the show notes for you guys. Now, sometimes I feel like the reason I write these podcast episodes is because I'm currently struggling with it. Like at the time that I'm writing it, I wrote this, I can't remember when I wrote this podcast script, but I know that if I'm struggling with it, most likely someone else is too. And I know that I themed most of March's episodes on decluttering and organizing and the habits that can really help with that. And today I chose four habits that I feel like have truly helped me when I feel like I have so much going on in my mind. Like I feel like my mind is racing. I feel overwhelmed. I feel anxious. There's all these thoughts going through my mind about things I need to get done, things I want to do, what I haven't done, who I need to call, conversations I need to have, all that. It can be a little, a struggle bus for sure, okay? And so I've realized that when I really implement these four habits into my life, I find that I am more at ease when it comes to my like mental health, my mindset. And again, I felt like if I'm struggling with it, maybe someone else is too. So if you feel like your life has been overwhelming or crazy, then try this out for size. Like, again, guys, whenever I bring something on here, I want you to feel like, okay, I don't have to take everything in. What feels good for me right now? What feels like something I can do right now or would fit my lifestyle, would fit my circumstances, whatever it is, right? Just pick one thing. You don't have to take anything. Every time I listen to a podcast or I'm reading a book, I'm like, okay, what do I feel like would work really well for my life? And that's how I go. And that's perfectly fine. So the first habit here is, do not touch your phone rule. 1 hour, do not touch your phone rule. And I know this is going to be hard, and it's hard to be without your phone sometimes. I totally get it. I feel like I find myself being like that. And it's taken a time for sure to really build that muscle again, to be used to not having to be on my phone all the time. But try not looking at your phone for the first hour when you wake up. Now, usually at this point, I can kind of go a couple hours without looking at it. But again, I don't always follow this. I'm not perfect. And it's not about perfection. It's about progress, right? Because sometimes I find myself like in bed at night looking at Instagram reels and sending them to all my friends. Or sometimes I find myself, I feel like it's the more the nighttime issue for me than the morning. But sometimes in the morning, I find myself kind of picking up my phone, looking at my text messages, emails, all that. And I'm like, why did I do this? Because I found myself that whenever I do that, I feel already instantly anxious for the day. And I'm like, okay, I need to get that done. Or I need to reply back to that person. And we might not be realizing it at the moment, but like I feel like subconsciously we're like in the back of our minds, we're like, I need to reply back to that person, or I need to look at that reel, or things like that, right? Or I need to reply back to that email, or this is due soon, whatever, right? It's really having that moment for yourself when you wake up, whether you're a day shift nurse, right, and you're waking up on your day off or before work, or even if you're a night shifter and it's your day off and you're waking up, I usually would wake up like around 4-ish. Take that moment for yourself. That is your time. This is your beautiful, precious life. Carve out that time for yourself. Like, who cares what everyone else is doing with their life? I mean, it's beautiful and I love seeing my friends and what they're doing. But at the same time, we also have to live our life, live this beautiful life that we've been given. And really, this is a time to set the intention for the day. Like, how do I feel right now? How do I want this day to look like? How do I want it to feel like? And of course, will it always go according to plan? No. And most of the time it doesn't, but it's really nice to be in control. You are taking back your power and being in control of how you want this day to go. And even picking out some things like, these are the things I'll do in order to try to have that day that I really want, right? And so it's really taking that time for yourself to really set the intentions, to set your goal for the day, whatever that looks like for you. And I really love doing this during my morning skincare routine. And oh my God, it is the best. And it's just like me time. And I have like 3 products, okay, guys? Like, I don't know, like literally my moisturizer, vitamin C, sunscreen. And sometimes I'll use my what is that? It's like another moisturizer, hyaluronic acid. And it's like a few things that I do, but it's like I take my time. I'm like massaging my face. I put some like either some uplifting music or a podcast, an inspiring podcast, whatever it is. And it's really just me time. And I freaking absolutely love it. And it really sets the mood for me. And, you know, you can tell yourself some nice things at this time, set your affirmations, how you want this day, your intentions, whatever it is. Again, put some music of your choice. Like, create this time for yourself. Like, whatever feels really good for you. Because sometimes if you have something coming up that you know is causing you some stress or anxiety, this is that time to kind of give yourself that pep talk, to really get yourself into that mood and not being preoccupied with what everyone else is doing or what the news is saying when you look at your phone, right? You're just adding more stress or anxiety into your plate that's not necessary, and we don't want that, right? So again, this is a time if you want to read some scripture, if you do that, or writing your journal, whatever it is, just don't look at your phone. And you might have to like start off with like 5 or 10 minutes at a time before doing that 1 hour rule. Really just do something that really fits well for you and what feels good for you and what you're able to do, whatever it's doable. You know, something that James Clear has said before when it comes to creating these habits, he's the author of Atomic Habits. If you haven't read it, an amazing book, but he mentions about like the 2 minute like rule, like don't do something when you're starting off, like really just going, showing up for 2 minutes. So even if it's starting off with 2 minutes of not looking at your phone as soon as you wake up, that can really start to build that habit and help with that. And maybe now you may be doing that for a week and now you're like, oh, maybe I can do this for 5 minutes and kind of increasing it up, because maybe an hour might be really long for you right now. For me, I can go a couple hours without looking at it and it's fine. But if you're starting out, that might not be realistic for you, and that's perfectly fine. All right, the second habit here, I know I've said this already in previous episodes, but it is so important. And this is something else that James Clear talks about as well, when it comes to your environment, like how important it is to really set your environment up to support like your habits and your routines. And so this habit is really about simplifying your environment. And this is physical clutter, right? Because I feel like physical clutter can be overwhelming and distracting. And I find that that often brings me mental clutter. So really create a time block in your calendar. If you don't know what time blocking is, it's really just setting an appointment for yourself. Kind of like when you put in an appointment for your doctor's appointment, or if you have a meeting and you put that, like how long that's going to be, you do that for yourself as well. And you time block a time in a week where you're like, okay, this is the time I'm going to work on decluttering my closet or my room, my nightstand. Like I know I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, okay, I know I need to do that today. It's my little nightstand drawer. But yeah, just choosing something that's easy to start with and really time blocking that, because again, I feel like if you declutter your physical space, you're creating that space for more mental clarity. And something that's also been helping for me, that I've mentioned this before, is a daily clothes shop routine, where I just like take 15-20 minutes every night, although it's not every night. I usually try to do it every other night now, but where every night you just kind of pick up really quick, pick up, put some dishes away, set your clothes up for the next day, whatever it is. It's just really kind of prepping yourself for the next day. So that is habit number 2, is really just simplifying your environment. What are some things that you can donate, give away, or sell? And that's maybe not bringing you any joy, and you're just looking at it and you're like, I don't even know why I have that here. So clear out unnecessary items and really surround yourself with things that really bring peace and joy. And for me, that's my diffusers, my plant now that I got, and I'm looking to buy another plant. I'm super, super excited. And books as well. Like those are things that I really enjoy, and I just put some fresh flowers in the living room as well. Like it's just really setting that environment up for myself the way I like it, right? This is going to be different for you, but the way I like it, because I know when I have certain things in that space, it's going to bring me peace, harmony. It's going to make me feel like I'm balanced, right? And that's what I want. That's what I want. All right. Habit number 3, guys, is to meditate or do some deep breaths. Now, I know you're like, oh my gosh, meditation, I can't do that. I can't sit down for 5 minutes or 10 minutes to meditate. I get it, friend. I was there. I promise you, I was there. And I think I just have such a passion for it, and like so, I believe in it so much that I just would not keep bringing it up if I didn't believe in it. But I really do. And I remember being there in California, outside, sitting down, trying to meditate, and I couldn't even do 5 minutes. I was so annoyed with myself. I was like, I can't do this. This is hard. What am I even supposed to do? What's the point of this? And I just knew, because I kept telling myself, well, everyone keeps saying this is so great. This is so great. Like meditation, mindfulness, like woo-woo kind of thing, right? And I have learned to absolutely love it, and it has helped me to become more self-aware. It has helped me to be more mindful, to be more present in my life. It has helped me to really just be aware of my emotions, my thoughts, and not be so judgy of myself, like judgmental. It's been such a game changer in my life. Like, it truly has. And it's one of my tools that I absolutely love keeping in my life toolbox kit, because it truly helps me in some very difficult times. Like, some things, I don't think a lot of people know this, but I do tend to have a lot of anxiety. I do. And it's just certain things that kind of like pop up that I realize. I'm like, okay, I know I'm really anxious. Even my sisters are like, man, you're a really anxious person. And I think that the way I see it too is like, they see me doing these deep breaths. They see me like going out for like, I'm like, I gotta go. Like, I gotta go for a long hike. And I do, and I go for a long hike, and that brings me so much more peace. Or I meditate, or I journal, or I have to sit outside. And literally, I'll put a blanket outside and I'm just laying there on the ground and just soaking up the sun, whatever it is. Like, I try different things, friends. Like, it's not always like meditation that works for me at that moment when I'm feeling really anxious. Sometimes it's talking with a friend. Sometimes it's doing some deep breaths. Sometimes it's going for a walk or a long hike. But meditation has been a huge tool, a great tool, honestly, and has made such a huge impact on my life. And again, when we go back to that 2-minute rule, start with 2 minutes. Start with like don't even give yourself more than 2 minutes of trying to meditate. Because something that I also learned with meditation, friend, that's really cool, is that it's not really even about having a goal in mind. It's really about, again, being mindful, being present, being aware of your thoughts, and kind of just looking at your thoughts like clouds in the sky and just being like, oh, interesting, and then bringing it back. And it helps you, you know, obviously depending on what app you use, right? Reminder to bring yourself back to your breath. And it's just such a really cool tool, and I can't rave enough about it. I really love it. I found that when I'm in a really busy season of life, then meditating has really worked for me, even if it's like a quick 5 minutes. Like, the other time I literally meditated for 5 minutes in my car in the driveway after I got home from work. And that kind of just really helped me transition into, okay, now I'm going home and it's time to unwind. It's time to take care of things at home. So highly recommend that. All right. Habit number 4. I know I kind of went off on a little thing there with meditation, but I absolutely love it. Habit number 4. Sometimes the reason why our minds feel so cluttered is because we are holding so much information up there. And something that has really helped me is writing it all down before I go to bed, or having some sticky notes or in your notes app where you're telling your brain like, hey, I got you. I know you're thinking about this. I put it on here so we can look back later on. We can look back at it later on and deal with it later on. And I have a notes section on my notes app labeled to do, and even for ideas, things, whatever, right? It's like I have that when I'm on the go. And then usually every week, when I'm doing my weekly planning, that's where I literally just like brain dump everything. Okay, what's been on my mind lately? What's taking up some space up there? What's taking up space in my heart? Write it all down. And it really, truly helps to kind of just put it onto paper and really, and actually look back on it. Like, if it's something that you know you need to do, where on your to-do list can you put that on for the week? When are you going to time block that? And also looking at the list and being like, okay, this was just like a thought. I don't need that. You could delete it. But at least now you know that it's on paper and you can refer back to it when you make that time for it. All right, friend, these were like quick 4 habits, especially, well, not number 3, because I know I went off on a little tangent there. But these are 4 habits that have truly helped me bring more clarity, help me feel more calm and focused in my day to day. So that was habit number 1, your 1-hour do not touch phone rule. Habit number 2, simplify your environment. Habit number 3, meditate or do some deep breaths. And habit number 4, writing down, doing like a quick little brain dump or keeping track of what's popping up or what's coming up on your mind. And that way you have that written down and can refer back to it later. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, if this was super valuable to you, if this really helped you, if there's one thing that you're really taking from this, DM me, share with me, or tag me on Instagram, or even share it with another friend. It would mean the world to me, and it really lights me up when I see that. All right, friend, until next time. All right, friend, did you enjoy today's episode? If so, don't keep the goodness to yourself. Share it with another nurse babe who's ready to elevate her life by managing her time and finding work-life harmony. And if you can, while you're at it, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. See you next Tuesday for another episode. Until next time, friend.